Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Will I Ever Be Good Enough? Healing the Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers by Carol McBride is a self-help and recovery book focused on the psychological effects of being raised by a narcissistic mother. Drawing on McBride's clinical experience, it explains how emotionally self-absorbed parenting can shape a daughter's identity, self-worth, relationships, and later parenting style. The book is organized as a practical healing guide rather than a theoretical study, and its central purpose is to help readers recognize damaging family patterns, understand how those patterns were internalized, and begin a recovery process that supports healthier boundaries and self-definition. It is especially relevant for adult daughters who struggle with chronic inadequacy, perfectionism, self-sabotage, or difficulty trusting their own feelings. By combining clear explanations with a structured recovery model, the book addresses both insight and action, making it a notable title in the literature on family systems, emotional abuse, and narcissistic parenting. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book defines narcissistic mothering as conditional love and emotional misattunement. A major contribution of the book is its explanation of narcissistic mothering as a pattern in which the mother treats the daughter less as an independent person and more as an extension of herself. McBride emphasizes that this dynamic is not only about obvious cruelty or dramatic abuse. It often works through emotional misattunement, control, jealousy, lack of empathy, and the message that love must be earned. That framework helps readers understand why the damage can be confusing and hard to name. The daughter may have had material care, yet still grew up without emotional validation or stable acceptance. The book shows that this kind of parenting teaches a child to monitor the mother constantly, prioritize appearance over authenticity, and adapt behavior to gain approval. This is important because it shifts the focus from isolated incidents to a relational system. The harm is not simply that the mother is difficult, but that the daughter's developing sense of self is organized around maternal expectations rather than her own inner experience. Secondly, the two recurring daughter patterns, overachievement and self-sabotage, McBride's discussion of the two common daughter responses is one of the book's most useful clinical ideas. One pattern is the high-achieving daughter, often described as trying to prove worth through performance, competence, and perfection. The other is the self-sabotaging daughter, who internalizes the same belief that she is not enough but copes by giving up, avoiding challenge, or undermining success before it can be evaluated. The value of this distinction is that it shows how opposite behaviors can arise from the same emotional wound. One daughter overfunctions to secure love, while another protects herself from repeated disappointment by not fully trying. In both cases, the underlying issue is a damaged self-concept rooted in conditional approval. The book is effective here because it avoids simplistic advice like just be confident. Instead, it explains how achievement, procrastination, anxiety, and self-criticism can all be adaptations to a childhood environment where worth depended on maternal response rather than inherent value. Thirdly, why daughters of narcissistic mothers often struggle in adult relationships. The book makes a clear connection between maternal narcissism and later romantic and interpersonal difficulties. McBride argues that daughters often carry forward a distorted model of love in which relationships are based on meeting another person's needs, earning approval, or avoiding abandonment. This can produce dependency, overgiving, fear of conflict, or attraction to partners who repeat familiar emotional patterns. The issue is not just poor dating choices, it is a learned relational template built in childhood. If a daughter learned that closeness required performance and self-erasure, she may later struggle to recognize mutuality, reciprocity, and emotional safety. The book also links this pattern to boundary problems, because a person who grew up managing a narcissistic parent may not have learned that separate needs can coexist in a healthy relationship. By tracing these dynamics, McBride helps readers see why adult intimacy can feel both urgently desired and deeply threatening. The analysis is practical because it reframes relationship problems as understandable consequences of early emotional conditioning, not as personal defects. Fourthly, the recovery model as a process of separating identity from the mother. A central strength of the book is its step-by-step recovery model, which treats healing as a process of psychological separation. McBride does not present recovery as simply forgiving the mother or adopting more positive thinking. Instead, she emphasizes recognizing the reality of the childhood experience, identifying internalized messages, and building a more authentic sense of self. This involves learning to name emotions, tolerate grief, and stop organizing one's life around the mother's image or demands. The idea of separation is important because many daughters remain emotionally fused with the mother long after adulthood. They may still seek approval, fear criticism, or measure themselves against an internalized maternal voice. The book's recovery framework aims to weaken that internal authority so the daughter can develop self-trust. Its practical value lies in showing that healing is both emotional and relational. The reader must understand the past, but also change present patterns of self-talk, self-protection, and decision-making. That makes the book more structured than many memoir-like accounts of family dysfunction. Lastly, breaking the intergenerational legacy through new parenting and boundaries. The final part of the book focuses on ending the legacy of narcissistic parenting, which gives the work a forward-looking purpose. McBride is concerned not only with the daughter's healing, but also with preventing the repetition of harmful dynamics in the next generation. This is especially relevant for readers who are already mothers, or who fear becoming either a repeat version of their own mother, or an opposite reaction that is equally unbalanced. The book encourages a more reflective approach to parenting, one that values emotional attunement, realistic boundaries, and recognition of a child as a separate person. It also acknowledges that contact with the narcissistic mother may continue, so recovery requires practical boundary setting rather than total fantasy of escape. This makes the book distinctive in its category. It connects personal recovery with family system change. The reader is not only invited to feel better, but to interrupt a pattern that could otherwise continue across generations. That gives the book a stronger clinical and ethical dimension than many self-help titles focused only on individual symptoms. In conclusion, Will I Ever Be Good Enough? Is best suited for adult daughters who suspect that a parent, especially a mother, shaped their self-worth through criticism, emotional withdrawal, control, or conditional approval. It is also useful for therapists, counselors, and readers interested in family systems, attachment wounds, and the long-term effects of narcissistic parenting. The main practical benefit of the book is its clarity. It gives readers a language for confusing childhood experiences and a structured path for understanding how those experiences may still affect their relationships, self-esteem, and parenting choices. Intellectually, it stands out because it treats narcissistic mothering as a relational and developmental problem rather than a collection of isolated bad behaviors. Compared with more general books on narcissism, McBride's work is more specific, more clinically grounded, and more directly oriented toward recovery from a particular family dynamic. Its lasting value lies in combining validation with method. It does not stop at identifying harm. It shows how that harm can be recognized, separated from, and eventually replaced with a more authentic sense of self and a healthier family legacy. If you would like to support Carol McBride, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.